or summer snow for that matter, but no, I don't know. Blizzard.
Yeah, I can remember a few blizzards. Not too many. What, finish this phrase here. It's 30 degrees above
freezing.
Or
zero.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of injury can you get in cold weather?
Frostbite.
Mm-hmm.
Snow blindness. What else?
Okay. How about when it is so cold, it's like the first time it's so cold that all the plants that are going to die, die.
Frost?
Mm-hmm. Is that what you call it, the frost?
No, because you can get a frost out of being real, real cold.
Yeah, but the real, real cold, the first time it really hits hard and kills all the plants is known as?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a hard freeze?
A hard freeze, yeah.
Would you call it that?
You could, but it wouldn't be just the first time. You could get a hard freeze at the end of winter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when it does, like you say, kill the plants, they do refer to it as a hard freeze.
Okay, okay. And let's see. Is there a name for wet snow?
For wet snow?
Mm-hmm.
No, not that I know of.
One person said slush. Would you call it slush?
Slush? That's partially melted snow.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't think of one either. I think that's one of those Colorado terms.
Mm.
What about if you're skating and there's a dangerous area, you might fall into the water. What do you call that?
Thin ice.
Mm-hmm. And when this in spring everything starts to melt, you call that the...
Thaw?
Mm-hmm. And what kind of windstorms do we get out here?
Bad ones, dust storms.
What's a funny name for a dust storm here?
I don't know.
You ever heard of Texas rain?
No.
That's what my family says.
Calls it a what?
Texas rain.
Texas rain. West Texas rain, I've heard it called that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just dust storm.
Okay. If the wind hasn't been blowing and then it starts to blow, you say the wind is...
picking up?
Mm-hmm. And if it's the opposite of that is...
I don't know.
Well, if the wind is getting less and less, you say it's...
diminishing, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, good. Okay, finish this sentence. The weather is hotter than...
Hades.
Survey says, number one, the weather is colder than...
It's still, but you use a different word. You would say it's colder than hell.
Mm, okay. And...
Well, that's crazy.
Huh?
Because you could also say it's hotter than hell.
Right. That's a more generic term, huh?
What's okay. A more generic term?
Yeah, more. I would say that hell would be the more generic term than Hades.
Yeah, okay.
Hades would be more specific to the weather is hotter than.
Yeah, but you know, you could say it's hotter than Hades or colder than Hades or hotter than hell and colder than hell. That's impossible.
Uh-huh. How about the weather is drier than?
The weather's what?
Drier than. I think the problem with that sentence is that it's always dry here, so.
Yeah.
What do you call it when it never rains and the crops are dying?
A drought.
Mm-hmm. And asthma makes it hard to.
Breathe.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the name for a warm, dry wind blowing east off the Rocky Mountains?